们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主的面前来敬拜你。
Dear lovely Father, we thank you once again that you bring us before you to worship you.
求主你的圣灵来开启我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes with your Holy Spirit.
来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
So that we may understand your secret, your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有时候当我们到医院去探访亲人朋友的时候，有一些特别的情况，因为怕病人被细菌感染，因此呢，照顾的人或者是要探访的人都必须戴上口罩，或是同时也穿上医院所准备只穿一次就可抛弃的衣服才可以到病房去探访病人。
Sometimes when we visit our beloved in hospitals, in some particular circumstances, before entering the ward, we must wear a mask or even the disposable clothes in order not to infect the patients and to reduce the risk of infection.
因此这样能够避免病人被细菌感染。
So that to protect each other from being infected.
另外也有一些特别的情况，就是避免照顾的人员或者是探访的人被病人感染了。
And also we would like to have the visitors and the one taking care of the patients not be affected by the patient.
病毒或是细菌有可能借着身体的接触或是空气中不同的方式来感染。
Because we know that bacteria and the virus, they could cause infection via body contact, air, or some other ways.
总之，当你被细菌或病毒感染生病了，你有可能就传染给别人。
And because once we are affected, then it is possible that we will also carry the disease.
有些病是感染性的。
Some diseases are contagious.
在马可福音第二章一到十二节的经文，我们将看到另外一种感染性的东西。
The scripture we are reading today, however, also shows us that there's another kind of things that is contagious.
就是感染性的信心。
Which is the contagious faith.
这种信心使人从绝望当中找到了盼望的出路。
Such a faith brings people out of despair and gives people way out.
另外在路加福音第五章十七到二十六节有同样这个记载。
Also in the book of Luke in the Bible 5:17-26, we also see the same account.
我们共同来领受神的话语。第一就是一个感染性的信心。
Let us observe the word of God together. First, a contagious faith.
有关耶稣医治瘫痪病人的地点，就是在加百农的地方。
Jesus once healed a paralyzed man in a place called Capernaum.
人们从各处来要听耶稣的讲道。
At that time, people went from all places in order to hear Jesus.
不仅是屋子里面挤满了人，甚至连门外都没有空地。
There were so many people around him that even there was no room left, not even outside the door.
屋子里面、屋子外面都挤满了人。当耶稣讲道的时候，马可福音第二章第三到第四节说，有四个人抬着一个瘫痪病人来见耶稣，可是因为人多，他们无法把他抬到耶稣面前，于是他们在耶稣所在的地点，从屋顶上拆了一个洞，拆开后把病人连同所躺卧的担架垂了下去。
Because there were so many people, both inside and outside the rooms, so that while Jesus was preaching, In Mark 2, 3, 4, we see that some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on.
这个瘫痪的病人的四个朋友对主耶稣基督有非常强烈的信心。
And here we see a very strong faith among those four friends of the paralyzed man.
他们看到的屋子里面、屋子外面都挤满了群众，他们没有办法将他们的朋友抬到耶稣的面前来让耶稣医治。
The crowd seems to leave no room for them to bring their friend to Jesus.
因此他们的信心是他们积极地去想办法来解决所遇到的困难。But
their faith helped them to diligently seek a solution.
他们的信心是他们从困难当中找出路。And
their faith gave them a way out.
他们想出了一个办法，就是既然屋子的门口也挤满了人，没有办法进去，所以他们爬上屋顶上，拆了一个洞，然后把瘫痪的朋友连同他所躺卧的担架垂到耶稣的面前。And
so they came up with an idea that to dig through the roof and lower the mat that the man was lying on.
马可福音第二章第五节说， 耶稣看见这些人的信心，就对那瘫痪的病人说：“孩子，你的罪赦免了。”In
Mark 2:5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
在那个时候，耶稣看出在场的宗教领袖们，他们心里议论说，在第七节说。 这个人竟敢说狂妄的话，而除了上帝，谁有赦罪的权呢？
Immediately, Jesus also saw that the teachers of the law over there thinking to themselves, as in Mark 2:7. Why does this fellow talk like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
但是耶稣要证明他在世上确实有赦罪的权柄，医病的权柄，所以对瘫痪的人在第二章十一节说：“我吩咐你起来，拿起你的担架回家去吧。”But
here, Jesus demonstrates that he both has the authority to forgive sins and authority to heal. So that he said to them in Mark 2:11, "I tell you, get up, take up your mat and go home."
耶稣赦免并且医治了这个瘫痪的病人，乃是因为耶稣看见的病人是个朋友的信心。Here
Jesus forgave and healed the man. It was because he saw the faith of his friends.
那个瘫痪的病人，他得医治是因为他的四个朋友的信心。
The paralyzed man was healed because his friends has faith.
我们一般的了解，我们要得到主的医治，是我们自己对主的信心，并不是别人对主的信心，因此我们得医治。
Sometimes we may think that we may be healed because of our faith to Jesus, to the Lord. But here, sometimes we might not think that it's because of somebody else's faith to the Lord.
但是在这个瘫痪的病人整个医治的过程当中，我们看到那四个朋友对瘫痪的病人的爱心，他们想尽办法。 把他带到耶稣的面前，让耶稣来医治他。But
here we see the love of his friends throughout the whole process. They diligently seek to bring him to Jesus so he may heal him.
他们甚至爬到屋顶上，把屋顶拆了，好让他们的朋友能够追到耶稣的面前。They
even climb up the roof and make an opening so that they may lower their friends to Jesus.
他们花了这么大的功夫, 为的是要把他们的朋友带到耶稣的面前，因为他们确信耶稣能够来医治他们的朋友。
They made such a great effort because they were persuaded that Jesus is able to heal his friend.
因此借着他们的信心，耶稣医治了他们的朋友。
And therefore, through the faith they act, and their action also help show that Jesus heal them.
他们借着他们的信心，以实际的行动来表现出来。
Their faith was demonstrated in their action.
所以这位瘫痪的病人必感受到了他的朋友对他的爱心以及对耶稣的信心。
And so that the paralyzed man must feel the love that they have toward him and also the faith they have toward God.
这个瘫痪病人是个朋友，是感染性的信心，必定也激发了这个瘫痪的人对主的信心，因此愿意打开他的心来接受主罪对他的赦免以及对他医治的恩典。
Such a contagious faith, they must compel him and stir up his faith to the Lord, and therefore make him willing to receive God's grace to him, like the grace of forgiveness and the grace of healing.
在这件事上，我们看到了彼此代祷的重要。
And through this account, we have seen that it is so important that we pray for one another.
雅各书第五章十六节说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
And as written in James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayers of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
义人就是信耶稣基督蒙神称义的人，或是神的儿女。
A righteous person is one who believes in Jesus Christ and has been counted as righteous. That is, they are God's children.
神垂听我们彼此的祷告。
And God will hear our prayer for one another.
我们感谢神，甚至我们遇到了困苦，心灵软弱，没有力量祷告的时候，神也应许在罗马书第八章二十六节说，况且我们软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
In the same way, we see that in Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through the wordless groans.
当我们处在任何情况中，我们知道有人替我们代祷，也知道圣灵替我们代祷，这样的话我们将重新得着力量。
Let us remember that in every circumstances someone is praying for us and the Holy Spirit is praying for us too so that we may regain strength in God.
我们在软弱当中打开我们的心，以信心来接受神的医治与带领。
And then we will be willing to open our hearts soin the midst of our weakness.
我们的信心与爱心是会彼此感染的。
Because both our faith and our love will be contagious.
我们在生活上、侍奉上等等互动当中，应当彼此的关怀，激发信心，勉励行善，来长进。
And in life, in service, and in conversations, we will stir up faith.And then we will make the faith grow.
希伯来书第十章二十四到二十五节说，让我们彼此关怀，激发爱心，勉励行善，不要像某些人 放弃了聚会的习惯，却要彼此劝勉。
As in Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how we may spur one another unto love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing so, but encouraging one another.
我们在信仰生活互动当中，要提醒自己，在一切的行为说话上面带来彼此的造就。
Let us remind ourselves that both in words and in deeds we do to build one another.
以弗所书第四章二十九节说，不要在言语上伤害别人，只要说帮助人、造就人的话，使听见的人得益处。
As written in Ephesians 4:29,Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be beneficial to those who listen.
在马太福音第九章十八到二十五节记载犹太会堂主管的女儿的事。
In Matthew 9:18-25, there was an account of the girl of a synagogue leader.
马太福音第九章十八节说，有一个犹太会堂的主管来见他，见耶稣，在他面前跪下说，我的女儿刚死了，求你去为她按手，使她再活过来。
In Matthew 9:18, while he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, My daughter has just died.But come and put your hands on her, and she will live.
当耶稣来到那位犹太会堂主管的家里的时候，看到家人已经在准备葬礼了，那个吹手或者是吹鼓手都已经在那里和乱哄哄的人群在那里。
When Jesus entered the house.He saw that the household was already preparing for a funeral service, and the flute players were there, and a crowded, noisy crowd of people were there too.
那些众人认为女孩子已经死了，没希望了。
Because people there thought that the girl has gone, and there was no hope.
耶稣来的也没用了。
And they thought that Jesus is of no use.
因此他们已经准备好要将那个女孩子埋葬了。
They were ready to bury the girl.
他们在耶稣面前持着非常消极的态度。
They hold a negative attitude towards
不相信耶稣能够做什么。
Not believing that Jesus can do anything.
于是耶稣对他们说，马太九章二十四节，你们都出去。这女孩子没有死，她只是睡着了，大家都讥笑她。
And thus Jesus said to the crowd in Matthew 9:24, Go away, the girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him.
二十五节说，这群人被赶出去以后，耶稣进女孩子的卧室，拉着她的手，她就起来。
And following verses 25, and after the crowd has been put outside, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up.
这两节的经文教导我们很重要的信息。
These two verses teach us a very important lesson.
耶稣要医治那个女孩子使她复活之前，他将那些持着消极态度的人赶出去。
Jesus first put outside all of those who has negative attitudes.
他不让那些消极的灵充满着那个屋里。
Jesus did not allow those negative spirits fill the house.
于是他进到女孩子的卧室，门徒必定也跟着他进去。他进去之后，拉着女孩子的手，他就活起来了。
And then after that, Jesus entered the room, and his disciples followed him.And then Jesus took the girl by the hand, and she lived.
耶稣医治这个女孩子使她复活的故事提醒我们以积极的信心彼此的感染彼此激发对主的信心爱心因此大家彼此得着造就
And this account of resurrection by Jesus reminds us to influence one another through active faith to build up one anotherAnd to stir up the faith and love to the Lord.
同样，瘫痪的四个朋友对主的信心，激发了那个瘫痪的病人对耶稣的信心，因此他的病得着耶稣的医治了。
And here we also see that the faith of those friends, those faith stir up the paralyzed man and give him hope, so that the Lord heal him and heal his infirmity.
第二，绝望中找盼望。
Second, in despair we seek hope.
当那位瘫痪的四个朋友把他抬到耶稣所在的地点的时候，他们遇到了一个困难。
The four men encountered a trouble as they carried their friends to Jesus.
第二章第四节说，可是因为人多，他们无法把他抬到耶稣面前，于是他们在耶稣所在的地点，从屋顶上拆了一个洞，拆开后把病人连同他所躺卧的担架垂了下去。
In Mark 2:4, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on.
俗云穷则变变则通
In Asia, we have a saying that poor to change and change to pass.
当我们处在一个困境中的时候，我们想办法去解决。
It means that in our times of trouble, we need to seek a solution.
我们想办法使困境转变过来，因此那个困境可以再次得着通顺。
And we overturn the situation. And then finally, we have it come to pass.
那瘫痪的四个朋友遇到了困难，他们发现屋子里外都挤满了人，他们没有办法把他的朋友带到耶稣的面前。
The trouble they were having was that because of the crowd, they could not get their friends to Jesus.
于是他们想了一个办法，爬到屋顶上，把屋顶拆了，拆了一个洞，将他们的朋友垂下去。
So then they came up with a surprising idea, that they made an opening in the roof and then lower the friends.
这象征人生中有时我们遇到困难阻挡。我们可能处在一种的困境当中。
It shows that also in our lives, we may have trouble. We may be bogged down by a situation.
但是我们对主的信心使我们从绝望困境当中寻找盼望的出路。
But our faith to the Lord will turn our situations and so that.Besides, instead of despair, we will have a way out.
或许在你现阶段的人生当中患了一个病，或是遇到了同事给你的困扰，或是法律上的问题，或是经济上的困难，或是感情上等等这些问题。
Perhaps right now you may suffer from an infirmity. You may suffer from your co-workers. You may suffer from legal issues.And you may suffer from financial problems, and you may suffer from a relationship.
我们对主的信心将使我们得着盼望。
But our faith to the Lord will grant us hope.
我们对主的信心将使我们从沮丧中走出来，因为我们知道神爱我们，他在掌管一切。
And our faith to the Lord will bring us out.For we know that God loves us, and we know that God is in control.
那位瘫痪的病人，人生处在一种绝望的处境中。
That paralyzed man, he suffered in despair.
他的四个朋友当天把他带到耶稣的面前， 要得医治，同样也遇到了这些困难。
And his friends also have some problems, also make some troubles as they try to bring their friend to Jesus.
他们不能够把他们的朋友带来接近耶稣，这等于他们不能得到耶稣给他医治的机会。他们觉得这多么的可惜。
Because it seems that they cannot bring their friends closer to Jesus. And what a pity that they might miss the opportunities to have the man be healed by Jesus.
但是主替他们开路，主赐给他们特别的灵感，使他们爬到屋顶上去，开一个洞，把病人吹下去，让耶稣医治他。
But the Lord made a way for them.The Lord gave them an idea. The Lord enabled them to climb up the roof and made an opening and lower the patient.
同样，主也知道我们的需要，将替我们开路，主将成为我们的盼望。
In the same way, the Lord will make a way for us because the Lord knows our needs and the Lord will become our hope.
有一个故事，人们发现他冰冷的身体缠在被单里面。
There was a story that people found her cold body tangled in sheets.
在床边的电话线悬垂着电话的听筒。
And there's a telephone by the bed. The telephone receiver dangled from a cord by the bed.
警探调查的结论就是，他试着想要打最后一通电话。
And the detective concluded that the lady had tried to make one last call.
这位 Mortensen 的女孩子，其实她也不是姓 Mortensen， 没有人知道她的父亲是谁。
The Mortensen lady, actually her name was actually maybe not Mortensen.But nobody knew who's her father.
她六岁的时候，母亲 Gladys 被送进一间疯人院。
At 6 years old, her mother Gladys was sent to an insane asylum.
因此，她从一个托养家庭住到另外一个托养家庭。
And she was transferred from one household to another household.
他在这个家庭中被虐待、被虐待。
She was abused and she was mistreated during those years.
其中一个家庭骚扰他之后，告诉他说 ：“Honey， 在这里拿着这5分钱的铜币，并且不要告诉别人说我对你做了什么事。
”In one household.She was molested and was told, Here, honey, take this nickel and don't tell anyone what I did to you.
她后来甚至在好莱坞电影界出名了。
Even after some time later, she was famous in Hollywood.
她还说，我在小时候就发现了我只有价值5分钱。
She recalled and said,I found out early in my life that I was only worth 5 cents.
她三次婚姻的失败。
She has 3 failed marriages.
她说，我只是一个小乡镇的女孩子，在这个大的世界里面试着去寻找一位心上人。
She said that I was just a small town girl, and I was just trying to find someone to love.
她在36岁的时候，人生失控了。
In her 36, her life went out of control.
她打个电话给一位演员朋友，倾吐她是多么的感到不被爱。
She made a phone call to a friend, telling how terribly that she felt herself was unloved.
听了一些时间之后，那位演员也觉得不耐烦，电话就挂了。
But her friend eventually lost patience and then hung up the phone.
她另外试着再打别的电话，盼望有人能够来倾听她的心声。
And she tried another call, that hope that someone may understand her.
结果隔天早晨，发现电话悬垂在她的床边。
But tomorrow morning, in the end, what it was is that there's only a phone was dangling by her deathbed.
这位女影星叫做玛丽莲·门罗。
And the lady's name was Marilyn Monroe.
多可惜，在那个时候没有人能够真正的来啊倾听她心里的痛苦，因此她感到了失望。
What a pity it is that at that time nobody could really understand her pain, and she felt despair.
圣经告诉我们，神在耶稣基督里是多么的爱我们世上的人。
The Bible tells us that God in Jesus Christ loved every one of us so much.
他甘愿离开荣耀的天堂，来到世上，甚至为我们的罪而死在十字架上，并且复活，成为我们的救主。
That God in Jesus Christ, He was willing to leave heaven of glory and was willing to come to this world to love us and to die for our sins.
所以我们要记住耶稣基督来成为我们绝望中的盼望。
Let us forget not that the Lord Jesus Christ has become our hope whenever we feel despair.
玛丽莲梦露在人生中最低潮丧志的时候打电话没人接，因此感到人生的失望，多么的可惜。
Marilyn Monroe, in her darkest hours, she made a phone call to a person, but just could not make it through.
但是在耶利米书三十三章第三节，神应许我们说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
But in the book of Bible, we see that in Jeremiah 33:3, God tells us that, call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you a great and unsearchable things you do not know.
今天神在耶稣基督里面给我们一个好消息，就是神在基督里甚至主动来招呼我们，来进入他的家里，来成为他的儿女。
Today,God in Jesus Christ gave us a good news that God Himself in Jesus Christ gave us a call to invite us to enter His household.
盼望我们也都能够来回应神对我们的呼召。
And it is our hope that we will take up the call.
最后经历耶稣基督的大能。
Third, experience the Almighty God.
当瘫痪的病人的四个朋友最后把他带到耶稣的面前的时候，耶稣因着他们的信心来赦免了他的罪，来医治他，使他行走。
In the scripture's account, we see that when the paralyzed man was finally brought in front of Jesus, Jesus forgave his sins because of his friend's faith, and Jesus healed him and enabled him to arise and to walk.
这位瘫痪的病人来经验到了耶稣基督在他身上所行伟大的神迹。
The paralyzed man himself has experienced the great miracle of Jesus Christ.
他以前瘫痪，行动受限制。
He was paralyzed and he could not move at ease.
如果他生活在我们今天这个时代里面，现在甚至有电动的轮椅，方便多了。
If he lived in our era, maybe it will be much more convenient for him, since we have things like our wheelchair.
但是在耶稣那个时代，一个人患了瘫痪病，要到各处去，需要人用担架来抬着他。
But in Jesus' era, a man suffering from such an infirmity, the man needs someone to lift him.
象征不自由的人生。
It is as if there's a life with no freedom.
我们世界上的人在神的面前也是一样，罪的权柄辖制我们，失去了自由。
And we are just like that in front of God, because a sinful power made us his slaves.
使徒保罗在罗马书第七章描写说，他在他的里面有两个律在交战，一个律是喜欢神的律，一个是肢体犯罪的律。
Apostle Paul in the seventh chapter of the book of Romans.Described that in him there are two laws which war against each other.
Romans 第七章十八到十九节，使徒保罗说：“我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为第一次为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。”
In Romans 7:18 to 19, for I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
使徒保罗在这种心理矛盾冲突之中，罗马书第七章二十四节，他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
In such an inner conflict and suffering, Apostle Paul said in Romans 7:24, he continued, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?"
使徒保罗分享他曾经经历内心善恶。是挑战心理的矛盾与冲突所带来的痛苦。
Here, Apostle Paul shared with us that what he has experienced, what a painful and conflict that was waiting him.
最后，他分享在耶稣基督里面得着自由。
But then he shared with us that he has experienced the freedom in Jesus Christ.
七章二十五节，他说：“感谢上帝，借着我们的主耶稣基督。”他能够救我。
He wrote in Romans 7:25, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
罗马书第八章一到二节，他说：“如今那些活在基督耶稣生命里的人，就不被定罪，因为圣灵的法则就是使我们跟基督耶稣联合而得的生命，已经从罪和死的法则下把我们释放出来。”
And he continued in Romans 8:1-2, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives us life has set you free from the law of sin and death."
使徒保罗在耶稣基督的信仰里面体验到生命的改变。
Apostle Paul, in the faith in Jesus Christ, he has experienced the change of life.
圣灵的能力使他胜过了罪的辖制。
The power of the Holy Spirit enabled him to conquer sins.
他从过去的旧的生活方式当中释放出来，享受在基督里的自由。
He has been freed from his old life and now rejoices in the freedom of Christ.
主当时医治了那位瘫痪的病人，使他在属灵的新生命里面来享受自由与喜乐。
That day, Jesus healed the paralyzed man and granted him both spiritual and physical freedom.
当耶稣医治了那位瘫痪的病人之后，耶稣对他吩咐说，
And after Jesus has healed the paralyzed man, Jesus commanded him, saying,
马可第二章十一节，我吩咐你起来，拿起你的担架回家去吧。
In Mark 2:11, Jesus said, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home.
这位瘫痪的人在尚未被耶稣医治之前，他需要那个担架。
The man needed his mat before Jesus healed him.
因为他每次要到任何地方去，都需要躺在那个担架上，有人把他带到那个地方。
because he needed to lie on it so that people can help carry him around.
如今他被耶稣医治好，可以走路，可以跳，可以跑了。
But now he was healed by Jesus and was able to walk, run, and jump.
他不需要那个担架了。
He no longer need that mat.
他可以把它丢弃了。
He can throw it away.
但是耶稣吩咐他说，把担架带回家去。
But here Jesus commanded him.To take his mat and carry it home.
不可把它丢掉。
And never to throw it away.
我们可想而知，耶稣要他把那个担架带回家去，当作纪念品。
Jesus wanted to take it back, want him to take it back, take the mat back as a reminder, as a souvenir.
当他把那个担架带回家去，摆在家里的时候，每当他看到那个担架的时候，就想起了耶稣在他身上的医治。
Because in that way, whenever the man saw the mat, he will recall how Jesus and the Lord has healed it on him.
因此，这个担架将提醒他。对主的信心以及对主的感恩。
And therefore, this would remind him to give thanks to the Lord and to have faith to the Lord.
今天这个经文也提醒我们要经常记住神在我们身上的作为。
Today, the scripture also reminds every one of us to record what God has been doing for us.
记住神在我们身上的爱与恩典，这将保持我们对主的信心的火热与侍奉主的火热。
And to remember that God's love on us and God's grace on us, that this will keep us in zealous faith and He will help us to serve the Lord with passion.
今天从这位瘫痪病人被耶稣医治的记载当中，我们看到一个感染性的信心。
In the message today, we have seen an active faith.
瘫痪的病人因着四个朋友的信心得医治。
We have seen a contagious faith that a paralyzed man was healed because of the faith of his friends.
他被他的四个朋友的信心所感染，打开他的心来接受耶稣基督的赦免与医治。
The man was infected by his friend's faith, and then it allows him to open his heart to receive Jesus.
这告诉我们彼此信心的互动与代祷的重要。
This reminds us how important it is for us to pray for each other and to have faith.
在绝望中找盼望。
And also in despair, we seek hope.
在信心的旅程中，我们将遭到困难与阻挡。
On the journey of faith, there will be challenges in the way.
我们对主的信心从绝望中获得盼望的出路。
But our faith to the Lord will give us a way out.
我们相信神会替我们开路。
Because we believe that God will provide a way.
经历耶稣基督的大能
，and so that we may experience the Almighty God.
瘫痪的病人得着医治，耶稣的医治能够自由行动。
Just like the paralyzed man set free because of Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢神在基督里，我们从最终释放得着自由。
And we give thanks to God that we are set free because of Jesus Christ.
我们也应当时常记住神在我们身上的恩典。
And let every one of us forget not God's grace upon us.
就好像那个瘫痪的人把担架带回家去。
Just like the paralyzed man, the healed man bring the mat home.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在我们身上伟大的爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love on us.
感谢你在耶稣基督里救赎的恩典。
We thank you for your saving grace in Jesus Christ.
让我们在这个教会大家庭里面的生活，大家彼此的信心，彼此的感染，能够活着。
Please help us and grant us conversations and a life in these communities so that we may build up each other.
让我们能够在这里来体验主你的爱，在主你的盼望，经历主你救赎的大爱。
Enable us to experience more of you, to experience your saving grace, and to experience your great love.
在这暑假当中，我们有许多弟兄姐妹外出，无论是回台湾、中国或美国各处，求主你保守他们到处。蒙主你的带领平安。
In this summer, we have many beloved brothers and sisters who will be on traveling, and it is our prayer. We hope and we pray that you will help them, you will give them peace and safe.
主你来呼召苏玲的爸爸回到主你的怀抱，求主你的灵继续安慰在众家人朋友的上面。
And the Lord Heavenly Father, you have called Sulin's father back to your place. We pray that you will grant consolations and comfort to Sulin's family.
Many 的父亲在中国受的烫伤，求主你继续的医治。
And we pray that you help Maggie's father who got burned in his hands in China.
文娟的母亲这个礼拜大肠癌手术，求主你亲自的带领医治。
And we pray for your healing grace upon 文娟's mother, who is going to go through a surgery this week.
让一切的手术都能够平安。
And so that the whole process will be peaceful.
求主呢继续带领我们今天在主面前所有一切的敬拜，一切的活动。
And we ask for your guidance that in today's all of the activities and conversations,
让我们更加的亲近你。
So that we may love you more.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.